Call to order. Is that, can you hear me? Okay. Welcome to the February 8th, 2013 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's a nice day out there. I think it's not going to rain for a few days, so we're getting a little bit of a break here in western Washington. Glad to see you all here. Everyone is present except for Commissioner Kenny. And I don't know where he is. He did tell me, but I've forgotten. Yeah, so he's on travel now. But everyone else is present. Welcome. First item on the agenda is the call to order commissioners' discussion. So, anyone want to share interesting activities? I know a number of commissioners were on vacation in the last few weeks in exotic places. And Commissioner Duvia.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I think this is the time. I was invited to attend a meeting a couple weeks ago in Colville, and it was a joint meeting of Ponderay, Stevens, Ferry, and Okanagan commissioners. All 12 commissioners were there, and they are in the process, I think along with most counties now, are trying to coordinate with their surrounding counties to gain, I think, more power or more input. And they are talking joint issues that they share in common. And there's a effort on their part to and concern that the local governments aren't being coordinated appropriately with state and federal regulations. And so it's an issue that's, I think, going to be in front of us more and more. But a very cooperative group. They were looking for solutions more than they were working at complaining. And so I think we'll probably have them bring us some issues, so forth. The two that they had keyed up for their first meeting was the Forest Service plan for Northeast Washington and Okanagan. And the other issue was wolf problems and impact on their economic, the counties. So it was about a four-hour meeting. I didn't stay for more than about 2.5 hours of it. But they're going to meet monthly, I think, for the next 2 or 3 months. So it was real interesting. And fortunately, all the commissioners were there, and over 50% of them were new. So it was an opportunity to give a little bit of our side. They asked me to make a couple of comments, which I did on basis of my opinion, not the commission's. But they are very interested in working cooperative with us. But they're all those counties are getting really concerned on the economic side of the wolf situation. So,
thank you. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. A couple weeks ago, we had a meeting here that Bruce was at, Joe was at, David was in attendance for a while, with a person from AFWA in D.C. and an individual with Arizona Fish and Game, looking at the issue of recruitment of primarily young people into the outdoors activities. And we put kind of the draft together of a national meeting that will be held later this fall. We haven't come up with a date yet, but I think it's safe to say that Washington, this Washington, will be, WDFW will be in a leadership role in that national meeting that will be made up of private sector folks. It's interesting because REI was prominent in on the invite list, which I think will be even more prominent on the invite list now, and other, and then the public sector agencies as well. But I don't know if Joe or Bruce, did you want to, because Bruce was there for the 2 days with me, and Joe was in and out. We used Joe's office. And the catered lobster lunches were lovely.
That's a joke.
For the record.
For the record. Bruce, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I think you've covered it.
Joe, did you want?
Well, thanks, Commissioner Smith, and I appreciate the opportunity to kind of to get the discussion going, to have Fish and Wildlife in a kind of central role from the beginning. So thanks to Commissioner Smith for that thinking, and it gives us something for our big tent agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's terrific. Excellent. Yeah, very excited about having something concrete to do on that side. You've been...
Yeah, there's another item that I'll bring up tonight, but okay. It's a follow-up that I mentioned, I think, to our committee meeting, not to the agenda of the whole, but several states have put together youth advisory boards, mm-hmm. and I think that's something we should look at. And I have the information from the Michigan one and how it was set up. Because sometimes I think when we're talking about recruitment of young people into recreational activities, then I see our makeup. we're missing a voice at the table. So I'll talk about that this evening.
Good. Okay. Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had the opportunity to review a recently released NOAA research report. I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention. And then press release they put out on it says, fishing communities saw no economic loss from Tortugas Marine Reserve. They established a marine reserve down in South Florida and found that both fish population and commercial and recreational anglers have benefited from the no-take protections in the Tortugas Ecological Reserve. They found that overfished species increased in presence, abundance, and size both in the reserve and outside, that spawning species that had once thought to have been wiped out actually came back and started reforming. Commercial catches increased and continue to do so, and no financial losses were experienced by the regional commercial or recreational fishers. The quote coming from the sanctuary supervisor said, "This research shows that marine reserves and economically viable fishing industries can coexist. The health of our economy is tied to the health of our oceans. They are not mutually exclusive." So just a nice positive statement on the value of no-take reserves. And I'll forward that link to the report to the rest of the commission.
Thanks. Interesting. Okay, I think I'd heard about that study. Anything else? Commissioner Carpenter, how was your boat show?
Okay. I was going to get to that. I was just to do the... You just finished the 2013 10-day Seattle Boat Show, and well-attended, biggest show on the West Coast. It appears, from being there for lots of hours, that the economy is healing. There was quite a number of sales. There's some significant sales tax revenue forthcoming. There were hundreds of seminars, and that's one of the things that the NMTA has done over the last few years. They have seminars on boat maintenance, navigation, boat safety, environmental aspects of servicing your boats, fishing, crabbing, whale watching, those types of things. The public just fills the rooms where they have these seminars because they're just seeking information and education, and it was a long 10 days, but my sense is that we're over the worst and moving into better times economically, so I hope that's good for the department as well. So look forward to next year.
Okay, thanks. All right, we can move on. We do not have any meeting minutes to approve, or do we? I have a copy. Sorry. Let's see this. This is the conference call of February 1st, 2013 minutes. I did not attend that conference call, but does anyone have any corrections to make? No? Commissioner Jennings?
Seeing no corrections, I'd like to move to adopt the minutes of the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting on Friday, February 1st, 2013.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Perry to adopt the minutes from February 1st, 2013 conference call as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
And as you've said many times, it's so nice to see the minutes coming out so promptly so that we actually, in this case, it was fairly simple, but have a clear recollection of that meeting and can look at it. So kudos to staff.
Great. Thank you. That in large caps, thank you, staff. You're doing a fabulous job.